In empowering people to solve problems that might be going on in their lives, the role of case management that is adopted by many professionals who work in the human services industry is commonplace. But in a practical sense, what is it and why does it work so well? I'm joined by Marie-Louise Offner of TASC, a community legal service based in Toowoomba and in Ipswich. Marie, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Dan.
Hey, Marie, tell me about case management.
Well, I think case management, depending on where you're working and what sort of matters you're dealing with clients, is different for everyone.
Yeah.
But from a TASC perspective and from a disability advocacy perspective, case manager for me is about working with a client in relation to a matter or a number of matters, and it's about finding out what the client needs and what results they're looking for and assisting them to get the outcomes that they want.
So it's like a methodology, I suppose, that's really focused on their strengths. Is that where you sort of come from when considering case management?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from a strength-based perspective, it's all about respecting that you're working, it's power with the client, not power over. And it's ensuring that the case manager is all about, it's client directed. So it's about what they want and what they need and, seeing if, we're the best fit or, accessing those resources and supports that the client needs to get that outcome.
Now, the practice has been around for a long time, hasn't it? When I say a long time, and I remember hearing about it, say, 10, 15 years ago. Has it changed or evolved since then?
Well, from what little I know about it, I am new to the human services industry, but, strength-based has been around probably since the 80s. So, yeah, you're right, 15 to 10 years. And, the uptake of it, I suppose, is still, it's still burgeoning. But, it is something now where we're seeing it's about, working differently so that the outcomes and results for clients, for human beings, is actually being achieved in how they want it to be achieved, so that people are feeling more in control of their lives and where it's heading, and making sure that we're working with, not working over, I think, which is, from what I've learned about, is, come from that, the previous sort of charitable model and, a deficit sort of based industry, basically.
And so from a client perspective, is it something that they, in trying to find help, be it through social work or whatever the case might be, is it something that they should seek out, to make sure that the help that they're seeking works from a case management framework?
Look, absolutely. I think from my biggest learnings around, not just only this style of working, but even just working more with clients is, the question of what do you want for your life is not necessarily something that has ever been asked.
Yeah.
Clients, particularly in the beginning, can find that really quite confronting. And, as long as the person who's working with them, is using this sort of skill set, that sort of hope and that sort of opening of, the emergence of possibilities, I suppose, for that client is amazing. And but it's a very new way of looking at it. This client-directed case management is very new. And for clients who have been, dare I say, in the system or, whatever, it can be quite confronting at the start to go, well, wow, someone's asking me what I want. What do I want? So I think it's a gradual process, but I do see that even from workers in this industry, as far as sustainability goes, the health of the worker and the health of the client, for me, I don't see that there's any better way to be able to do it, basically.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned it also from the person that's doing the work or working with the person that's the client, because there's fatigue in that old model, isn't there? When you come from that deficit model and you think that your job is to continually help and keep helping and do anything for them, it is just so fatiguing.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, they use a quadrant, and it's, you know, it's all about this influential and centered and where you're sitting. And, you know, I'm using that a lot more. And if I'm feeling exhausted and nothing's working and there's barriers, well, I'm actually, you know, I'm the one who's trying to make things happen, that, you know, I've got to go back and sit with that client and go, you know, am I on the right track here? Are we on the right track? You know, it is. It's not sustainable. And, you know, I've chosen to come into this industry with a passion, and I want to keep that passion alive. You know, and if I'm not well, well, what am I transmitting?
Yeah.
Basically, you know, so it's yeah, for me, it's pretty exciting. It's very exciting. And I'm so grateful that, you know, my first introduction into this industry has been through strength-based principles.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Fantastic. Love it. Murray, thanks for joining me.
No worries. Thanks, Dan.